It's here and now. The sounds of ukulele maestro Jake Shimabukuro. He's made several albums and he starred in the PBS documentary Jake Shimabukuro, Life on Four Strings. Over the weekend, Jake performed in Hilo on the Big Island of Hawaii. And this month he tours Japan, returning to tour the U.S. in October. For more information on where you can see him, you can go to hereandnow.org. Well, last spring, Jake Shimabukuro brought a couple of his instruments into our studio, and I started our conversation by pointing out that I had been saying ukulele, which is actually the way you say the name of the instrument.
Well, yeah, in Hawaii, we say ukulele because it's made up of two Hawaiian words, uku and lele. And uku means flea and lele is jumping, so it really is the jumping flea.
All right.
Of instruments.
We have cleared that up. Now, you say Hawaii. You are from Hawaii. You live there now.
Yes.
You started playing when you were 4 years old?
Mm-hmm. Started when I was four. Got into it because my mom played, and I was just always fascinated by that instrument. You know, it's a big part of the culture in Hawaii, but I didn't realize how popular the instrument was outside of Hawaii until I started traveling.
Do you remember the first thing that you learned how to play?
Well, in Hawaii, we have this thing known as the traditional Hawaiian vamp that is heard in every Hawaiian song, and it sounds like this. It's three chords.
Yes.
So when I first started playing, that was all. I just played those three chords over and over and over again, and it was addictive. You know, I couldn't stop playing it. In fact, my parents would have to take the ukulele away from me so that I would do things like my homework and eat dinner or take a shower, you know, and I just loved it so much. Every moment that I had free, I wanted to strum the ukulele.
What do you think you can do with that instrument that people can't do with other instruments or that you couldn't do if you played the violin or the guitar?
You can take it to the beach. You know, I can sit on the sand, get my feet wet, and strum the ukulele. You couldn't do that with a violin. Even the guitar. The guitar is a little bulky. You know, with the ukulele, I can throw it in my backpack, and I can hike up a mountain, and I can sit on the top of that mountain and strum the uke. You know, if I'm doing like a three-mile hike, I wouldn't want to be lugging a guitar up there with me, right? So, and then the other thing is, you know, it's very durable because of the size. It's much smaller. You don't have as many problems, you know, when you travel and you go to different climates. You know, acoustic instruments are always, the wood is always bowing and all that kind of stuff. But with the ukulele, because the neck is much shorter, you have much less of that.
All right, well, you have bought yourself a ticket to transport us to the beach now with a song. So what would you play on Kailua Beach or something like that in Oahu?
Well, actually, here's a song that I wrote it was inspired by my favorite television show. So I call this one Ukulele 5-0.
Awesome. And such a range, by the way. You have played everything from Bach to Bohemian Rhapsody on the ukulele.
Yes. You know, it's amazing because the ukulele, you only have four strings to deal with. And you have a range of basically two octaves. You know, my lowest note is the third string on the ukulele, which is C, or like middle C on the piano. So I have this middle C here. And then I have a C above that. And then I have one more C above that, way up here. So So you're dealing with a very limited range and only four strings. So there are two things. You know, one, it's very easy to play because you're only dealing with four strings. Mm. But on the flip side, it's very difficult, you know, when you're trying to express complexity in music. So taking a song like, you know, like Bohemian Rhapsody or one of the Bach inventions, you know, becomes a great, tremendous challenge, you know, when you're trying to find the right voicings, you know, for those chords, like the beginning of Bohemian Rhapsody. Something. You know, to the piano part. You know, all the way to the big opera part. And then, of course, to the big rock part. So there's just so much emotion and color, and a big part of it is, I think, the tuning of the ukulele. You know, the first string is an A, and then my second string is an E, and then I have middle C as my third. But then my fourth string, you would think that it would get lower, but it actually jumps up a perfect fifth to a high G. So now I have two high strings, one on the bottom and one on the top, and they're only a whole step apart. So because of that, I can get really interesting, very close voicing, like cluster chords, you know, like what you hear on the piano, things like, uh-huh. You know, this kind of sound. You know, and it's beautiful, and you can create those sounds effortlessly on the ukulele. It would be very difficult to do on the guitar.
And let's continue our conversation with musician Jake Shimabukuro, who can play everything from Bach to the Beatles on his ukulele, including this tune, which made him a YouTube sensation. About the video that really made you famous around the country, around the world, perhaps, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. This was something that you recorded back in 2006 in Central Park. It's been viewed over 12 million times since then. That must have really changed your life.
It did. I mean, it was, this was about 8 years ago, and it went viral, and it was from that one video that I started getting calls and from other artists, you know, to open for them or to tour with them or, you know, collaborate with them in some way. And over the last few years, I've been able to collaborate with people like Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, wow. You know, Jimmy Buffett, Bette Midler, Ziggy Marley, Yo-Yo Ma.
And you have met people like Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, yeah. I mean, isn't that crazy? Never would have thought. I mean, yeah, that was like 3 years ago. You know, I got to fly to England and, you know, perform for the Queen, and I got to shake her hand and exchange a few words with her, and it was just the most amazing moment, and I never would have thought that this instrument, you know, would just open all these doors for me.
Well, and we will link to that video at our website, hereandnow.org. Not that it needs any help getting more views, but let's listen to something, if you could play it for us, a Japanese folk song that you play on the ukulele, which has not been seen 12 million times.
Well, this is this was my attempt at trying to mimic the sound of a 13-string Japanese koto. And this is a piece entitled Sakura, Sakura. And it's a song about the annual cherry blossom season in Japan. Mm-hmm.
I only wish that listeners could see the passion and intensity with which you just played that.
Oh, thank you.
You have said that if everyone learned to play the ukulele, the world would be a much happier place.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, the ukulele is such a friendly instrument. You know, people aren't intimidated by the ukulele. And, you know, I always believe that music should be fun. You know, music shouldn't frighten people. And for some reason, if you were to ask a middle-aged person, you know, who has never touched an instrument before to play the piano or just suggest to them, maybe why don't you learn the violin or the oboe or the guitar?
Be too hard.
Know? Yeah, and they'll immediately say, oh, no, it's too difficult. You know, I don't have any talent. But you hand them an ukulele and they're like, oh, I can do this. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, and they'll just kind of get into it, you know. So there's something really magical about the ukulele. And it's not just listening to music, but it's the act of creating music that brings such a joy to people. I mean, this, you know, like, you know, after a long day and you know, you come home from work, you're tired, you know, you just pull out your ukulele and you do this. It's like an entire yoga session, you know? You just feel so good. It makes you smile, and it just makes everything okay, you know? It makes everything right again. And that's the beauty of the ukulele, is it's the perfect tool, it's the perfect vehicle to give everyone the opportunity to make music.
You have a very young son, a year and a half old?
Yes.
Is he going to learn to play?
He already has two ukuleles.
Oh, wow.
And it's so funny because, you know, he loves it. He loves music, and he'll run around the house holding his ukulele, and he'll just, you know, just hit the strings and make all kinds of noise. And the cutest thing is he has two. So whenever it's music time, you know, he'll grab both ukuleles and he'll come running up to me and he'll hand me one. And then he'll sit down and then, you know, he'll tell me, oh, it's time, you know, time to play. And we'll just start playing. And he's... You know, the thing that I'm trying to focus on right now with him is, you know, just getting the right, you know, the right dance moves and the facial expressions, you know.
How's he doing with that?
Oh, no, he's great. Yeah. I mean, he just seems to love music. And like for me, you know, I want him to appreciate music, but I don't necessarily want him to become a musician if he doesn't want to. I mean, if he wants to, that's great, you know, but if not, I want him to just be exposed to a lot of different things so that he can find what it is that he loves doing.
Ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro, his latest DVD is Grand Ukulele Live in Boulder. Jake, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was such a pleasure.
And can you play us one more song before you go?
Sure. You know, I have my baritone ukulele with me, and so I thought I'd play one on this. And you know, the baritone is tuned a little lower than the standard ukulele. So, but this is here's one of my favorites to play on the baritone. It's an ode, Franz Schubert piece. This is Ave Maria.